Chapter 21. Mega Man, I thank you, said Dr. Light. My family thanks you. The universe thanks you. You are the greatest superhero of them all. Mega Man had turned Dr. Wily over to Dr. Light for justice. The evil genius was still begging for mercy, but Mega Man knew that Dr. Light was planning to put him into prison for the next billion years. I did not read that wrong. That is what the book says. Mega Man, you did an excellent job, said Dr. Light, but you look tired. If you were still a robot, you'd never be tired. Would you like me to try to make you back into a robot? No way, Dr. Light, said Mega Man. I like being human. When I was a robot, I never had any feelings. While I was fighting my way through Dr. Wily's robots, I had lots of feelings. I was worried sometimes, was lonely sometimes. Sometimes I was even a little sad. Dr. Light nodded. But why does that make you like being human? Those aren't the greatest feelings in the world, you know. I know, said Mega Man, but now I have some other feelings, and they are the greatest feelings in the world. I feel happy and proud and cared for. It's great to have feelings. He paused for a moment. But since I'm not a robot anymore, there's something else that I feel too, he went on. You were right. I am just a little tired. I think I need a short vacation. Dr. Light laughed. Of course, Mega Man, of course, he said. Now that you've taken care of Dr. Wily, the universe should be safe for quite a while. Have a good time. Mega Man started walking, thinking about his home as he walked. He thought of his little village in the mountains. He thought about how beautiful it looked in the winter, when the snow fell all around. He thought about how it looked in the fall, with the leaves turned golden and red. He thought about how it looked in the summer, with green everywhere he looked. And soon he was there. He looked down on his village from where he stood, high on a hill. It was spring, and flowers bloomed all over the hillside. Mega Man took off his helmet and threw it down. Then he ran down the hill, straight toward his comfortable little home, sweet home. The end. Dear reader, I hoped you like reading Mega Man 2. Here is a list of some other books I thought you might like. The Forgotten Door by Alexander Key. Have Spacesuit Will Travel by Robert Heinlein. How to Eat Fried Worms by Thomas Rockwell. I, Robot by Isaac Asimov. My Robot Buddy by Alfred Sloat. The Phantom Tollbooth by Norton Juster. You can find these books at your local library or bookstore. Ask your teacher or librarian for other books you might enjoy. Best wishes, FX9. And best wishes from me, Chris Randazzo, the reader of this book, for Geekade.com. Once again, Geekade in no way claims ownership over these books, even though it clearly says that you're not allowed to read them and reproduce them in any way, shape, or form, we did it anyway for your convenience. Thank you.